A brand is a personality for a business.
Tick follows tock, follows tick.
Let's fry that in my thought wok.
When there are all these people sitting around on beanbags thinking about this stuff.
BMX Bob, come in here. You're now the marketing manager.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Single Track listeners. This is Mark, and welcome to another Single Track podcast. We're back after a little bit of a break. I think we can blame it on half term as much as we can blame it on the fact that Hannah, who's here today, has been on holiday during the last 2 weeks.
We'll get to that in a minute. Apart. I was only off for a week.
But we're also joined by Charlie. So say hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Brilliant. Okay, so what are we going to start with this week? I think there's only one topic that we can start with, and that's Hannah. Hannah, you're finding things a little uncomfortable right now, aren't you?
Yes.
You're a bit battered. Can you tell us what's...
It's very sad. I can't ride a bike, and I can't snowboard.
What's new?
I know. Jeez, bugger. No, my holiday did not go to plan. I managed to crash on my second run so hard onto my sacrum that I basically couldn't even tie my shoelaces for the rest of the week.
We're talking snowboarding now, aren't we? Where did you go?
I went to Salt Lake City, which is an outdoor paradise. It's a city on the edge of the mountains, and it has summer and it has winter, and everything is geared up for playing outdoors.
So you went to play outdoors at Salt Lake City. And you were there, what, 7 days? When did you injure yourself in terms of those days?
So the first day I went to a sledging hill and I managed to link turns in the soft snow and it was all lots of fun. And the second day, having established that this snowboard that I had and my bindings and everything, which was all borrowed, like I had this amazing like women's specific Palace snowboard that they were loaning me so that I would have one that was exactly right for my weight and my height and my ability and all of that. And then the second day, so the day we went to a piste, my second run, I just smashed myself. And that was that.
What's that bit of the body you mentioned that I can't pronounce?
Sacrum.
Yeah, where's that? Where'd you find one of those?
Your lower back. Before you get to your tail. Before you get to your coccyx. You
welcome to Single Track. Come for the bike, stay for the anatomy lessons.
And yes, so I can move.
Well, that's good.
But there are then specific things that I really can't do. So like slipping on ice so that one leg goes out in a different direction suddenly is like giving birth painful.
This is all well and good talking about snowboarding and everything, but the consequences of this holiday of yours is you've come back and now you can't actually ride any bikes. Where did you go yesterday?
Yesterday, so I went to the physio and stuck needles in me. Yeah, I'm not convinced it's helped very much. They do think that I probably haven't fractured anything. But really, to know, I'd need to go and have an MRI. And who is going to go and sit in A&E for, like, I don't know, 8 hours to be told, no, you can't have one or whatever. So I shall just try not to bash it anymore.
Right, that's good. Rest up, Hannah. So when you came back from Salt Lake City, you brought something with you. You actually picked up a magazine while you were out there, didn't you?
I did, in a really cool like snowboard and skate shop that you two would have loved, that had all the like history of snowboards and history of skateboards in the ceiling. Amazing.
Ooh. And just in case there's anyone listening to this and going, have I tuned into Single Track Snow podcast? We're about to bring this back on topic, aren't we? Because we were discussing this magazine that you brought back.
Yes. I can't even remember the name of it. Snow something or other. Anyway, it's a snowboard magazine, and it's really hard to tell which of the pictures in it are adverts and which of the pictures are content, because the adverts are so good. And it made me like a bit wistful and sad for mountain bike adverts.
It was a really good point, because we went through we turned each of the pages over, and the marketing that was in that snow magazine was excellent. Absolutely excellent, wasn't it? It was. And so there was one advert in particular we thought was utter genius.
Yeah, it was just written almost like an optician's chart, wasn't it? And it said, if it sucks, with sucks in big letters, we didn't make it. And then there's a phone number. And it's a phone number. I mean, what is this, 1985? I want to phone that phone number.
I had every urge to phone that number as well. I thought that was a full page. Yeah. Just had this black text in the middle of it on this all white background. And it was just a genius piece of marketing. I absolutely loved it. Was it Ride Snowboards? I can't remember the brand. Maybe it's just failed, isn't it? Because I can't tell you what the brand was.
That's how you build a brand. A brand is a personality for a business. And with something like that, they're showing a lot of attitude, a lot of personality. Mm. And, that's a good move.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, the issue we were discussing is around this contrast between what is the marketing we see in the bike industry and the marketing we see outside of the bike industry. And it's perhaps a little unfair to label the entire bike industry as not being up to date on, you know, decent marketing, because there are some really good examples out there. Mm-hmm. It's just that we just often see this contrast in other magazines between the ads, the lifestyle kind of ads that are in there, and the sorts of things you see, not just in Single Track, but in many sort of cycling-related titles.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just the adverts that you get in the magazine. It's the whole kind of package of advertising that you get. And, you know, I've watched Mad Men, as many listeners probably have. You know, you have people that sit around in rooms and come up with creative new ways to sell a product. I mean, everybody listening has surely seen that Guinness advert. Tick follows, tock follows, tick. Like,
he waits. That's,
you know, people get awards for advertising and for being creative, and there are all these people sitting around on beanbags thinking about this stuff. And some of it is obviously crap, but it just feels like in the bike industry, it's like, okay, we'll take a pretty picture of somebody pulling a shape, and it's got our bike on it, and that's it. There's not that many examples of sort of, I hate to use the word, out of the box thinking, but, and when they do, they get slated for it. Mm. Like YT has done some properly creative videos that have a story, and there's a thing going on, like you don't even know that it's for a bike to begin with or whatever. And then, I mean, I slated them for one of their campaigns. but yeah, they get slated for like spending money on advertising instead of just selling bikes.
I think the reason the bike industry hasn't got a team of ad men, copywriters on beanbags, is because it is a massive industry, but it's also quite small. It's made up of lots of small units. And a lot of these companies, the guy who owns the company, where, you know, who signs off everything at the end of the day, doesn't really appreciate marketing. And the guy who he's appointed as the marketing manager, sometimes, not always, but sometimes, it's the BMX pro from the 90s who they sponsored, who after breaking enough bones and being unable to ride, ended up working in the forklift truck in the warehouse. and he turned up on time all the time. And he was a good, nice guy, and everyone got on with him. So, oh, well, you know, do you want to go out with Jim on the road as a sales rep? Oh, okay. All right, here's a car, you know, sales rep. And then, oh, marketing manager's left. We need one. Jim, you know, sort of whatever, BMX Bob, come in here. You're now the marketing manager. And some of the people in the bike industry have ended up in these roles without reading a leaflet or a book or doing a course or a degree or anything. You know, they haven't. Marketing's made up of theories, processes, evaluation, economics. There's the creative side as well, and it's a vast subject. And you can't just step into it. People think it's advertising, isn't it? And it's like, no, it's a lot more of making adverts. And I think the people at the top of some organisations don't appreciate the importance of it.
We should add that, like, Charlie is actually qualified to talk about this, isn't he?
I've got a BA honours in this.
Yeah.
I've got a degree in marketing.
Well, you know what, Charlie? You're probably the most qualified of any of us to be in the roles that we're in right now, because traditionally there is no qualification that gets you into the bike industry. Most of the, like you say, I think most of the bike industry is full of people who just like bikes and then have ended up in the bike industry.
Yeah.
Get that man a beanbag and a ball cool.
Yeah, and he's always throwing in thought grenades at meetings, isn't he? Isn't he, Charlie? Yeah. Yes, let's fry that in my thought wok. There are exceptions, though. I think, you know, I want to make sure that we don't come across as being unfair to everybody in the bike industry. There are some good exceptions. Hannah, you just pointed out, I think YT have got some really good creatives. I'm going to say I happen to know that Muck Off have some very good marketing people who come from marketing backgrounds, and that's a pretty good example. But I mean, you mentioned Mad Men, and that always reminds me of the fact that when it comes to advertising, I can't remember, a guy in the 50s, the Mad Men era, I think it was called, I can't remember his first name, but his surname was Ogilvy. And he was a big exec, big powerful. I think he's written books about marketing. And one of the things that he said was, people just want good content. And sometimes that's an ad. And that rings true. That's always rung true from the 50s, and it rings true now. And when we looked in that Snow magazine, me and you, Hannah, we flicked through it and we just saw content. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing. We just saw really good content. And some of it was ads. Now, if we could kind of see some of, you know, more of that coming through into the bike industry, I think we'd have a lot more, I don't know. But like you say, sometimes it's us, the YT stuff, the backlash was kind of...
Fair enough when I'm going to defend my stance on the Who is Jeffsy thing, because that was like totally aimed at selling bikes to men. Didn't speak to women at all. But the one that they did for the Jeffsy 2 with Christopher Walker, that was amazing.
It was.
Can I give you an example of not amazing? This was in the...
Am I going to have to edit this out, Joe?
No, because I'm not going to name any brands, but it's something I discovered earlier this week. And it was in a trade promotion. So it was a distributor promoting to bike shop keepers and so on. And they had a promotion on track pumps. So someone had sent the track pumps and a rider off to the forest to do a photo shoot of someone using a track pump in the forest. And I don't think I've ever lashed a track pump to my camelback and ridden into the forest. And it was just sort of struck me as like, oh, we're doing a mountain bike shoot. Stick the mountain bike in the forest. If you're doing pumps, you need a shed. That's where it was just didn't look right.
Oh, well, there we go. We've just put the industry to rights. Okay. Hopefully we will see some inspired campaigns coming through.
I'd just like to see some like really creative stuff that makes you sit up and go, oh, hang on, what's this? Like, that's a video I want to watch. It's not just, there's a bike going around.
Another thing that we discussed when we were talking about this yesterday, Hannah, was how, like you say, the reaction from the public, the consumer, it seems to advertising seems to be different in different sports. Like, so the the lifestyle thing, advertising campaigns and the really creative stuff that happens in snow sports doesn't seem to get quite the backlash that sometimes bike campaigns do. And we were wondering why this was, and I suggested that, or I just pondered the theory that the difference between snow sports marketing or snow sports and what we do, mountain biking, is in snow sports, ultimately the gear, the snowboard or the skis are fundamentally really basic and dead and really simple. So when it comes to marketing them, all you can really do with them is to market the lifestyle that goes around them. So it kind of fits. But with cycling, I'm going to broaden this, not just mountain biking, but cycling, you can say that the bicycle fundamentally and historically is a super, super simple device, really efficient, very, very simple. But what we've got now is we've made it massively complicated. And I think there's a little bit of a backlash from the public about that, which is that, you know, everything's improving, you know, new chain, new this, new that, new the other. And I think if you're running an industry, if you're in an industry and you're trying to market a mountain bike, then it's no longer a nice, simple device, is it? It's something that's really, really complicated. And I wonder whether the marketing backlash is because something to do with that. What do we think?
Doesn't bother people buying cars, does it? Nobody's complaining that you used to be able to fix your car and now it's just a computer with wheels.
Mountain bike adverts do tend to be tech, you know, there's a lot of tech in there. But it often ends up as bullshit marketing word salad. You know, our CNT Pro Pivot Geo is optimized for maximum flow stroke. Like, I'd rather, you know, I don't know what that means. I made it up, which is one reason I don't know what it means, and I've never read that. But that's the sort of stuff you get in there. I'd rather sort of maybe an ad that said, see his picture, it's Jim. He's our suspension designer. He's a really good guy. He knows his shit. Simple as that. Trust him. We don't need to go into angles and pivots. Just trust Jim. And
story. Yeah.
Well, this is something that Yvonne from Patagonia. He had a company called Black Diamond, which is still going as a mountaineering hardware and clothing company. That was one of his first businesses, if not his first. And they, Patagonia and Black Diamond, were able to claim that they'd never run a commercial, they'd never run a press advert, but they'd run these sort of infomercials. And the best example was their first, I think it might have been their first advert. And at the time, people were rock climbing with pitons, which are great big spikes that you hammer in with a mallet into the rock face and secure yourself to it. Now, so you've just, something that's taken 100 million years to form, this rock face, you're just whacking the crap out of it and actually destroying the thing you've gone there to see. I suppose it's the equivalent of turning up at Longley Safari Park with a machine gun. You know, like, hey, kids, look at the tigers!
That is not the analogy I was expecting.
And so Black Diamond...
It's a simile, isn't it? It's a simile, not an analogy. Did I get that right? Just before we get people writing in and saying, that's not an analogy, that was a simile.
It's a metaphor.
Metaphor, that's it. It's a metaphor.
And so they Black Diamond made alternative ways, nuts, chocks, camming devices that you wedge in cracks and hang off them. And so they introduced the idea of this ethical climbing to the mountaineering world through advertising. And so it was great advertising, it wasn't an advert. And so there are many ways to do this. And I think what Hannah's saying is, like, you know, mountain bike adverts are fairly predictable and not that exciting. I think they need to engage with their audience. And sometimes, if I see someone backflipping a canyon, I'm like, I can't relate to that. And I don't know, there's a lot more, I think there's a lot more fun to be had in there.
So you want to see more campaigns with a crossover to IPA and sitting outside Vocation in Hebden Bridge and that sort of lifestyle adverts. Is that what you're going for, Charlie? You'd be able to relate to that, will you?
I better relate to that. Every point right ends there.
I think on that note, that's a good point for us to take a break. So we'll be right back after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, right, welcome back. right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to do a quick roundup of kind of news. It's not news, it's things that have caught our eye on the website this week. I'm not going to start this one off, so I'm going to go straight over to Hannah. Hannah, the website. What has caught your eye this week, and why should people go and look at the website?
Well, just the website, just to be clear, is singletrackworld.com. Just in case someone's like tuned in from afar and doesn't know that.
Remember that, singletrackworld.com. Visit now.
See how pro I am. this week, people should go and read my review of a onesie. It's basically a onesie. It's bib tights, but with a thermal t-shirt on the top, like attached to it. So it's the Santini Women's Vega Greedo Bib Tights. Bit of a long name. You should read that because it contains a story about me holding a wee for a very long time.
I think
this was not while I was wearing the tights. I was proving my qualification to test these tights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think in terms of taking the theme of something that caught my eye, you are pushing the limits here by pointing at something that you've written.
I know. Okay. Well, I write so much of it, Mark. It's very difficult to find anything that I didn't write.
This is true. Oh, but, listen to that. Benji, did you hear that? Benji.
But no, I did also write the news story that the Red Bull Hardline tickets are on sale.
Are you entering?
I'm not entering, no. I quite fancy going. There was a few squeaks on the forum about the price going up, but it turns out that the price is per car. So it encourages car sharing, which is cool. And that's probably partly because they are a Trash Free Trails approved event. So they're working towards various environmentally friendly goals. So you can pile as many people as you can into your car and it makes it better value.
Okay, go and read about that on the website. I mean, you talking about holding a wee does remind me of a conversation we had, I think, was it this morning in the staff chat? When we were trying to make a list of things that should be standard and not optional. And we came up with a whole number of things. And I think, was it Amanda put forward having double zips on outdoor clothing, you know, so that you can actually zip open from the bottom as well as the top. Mm-hmm. And you had no concept of why that was important, did you?
No, I'm not sure that I've ever had that. If I have had that on a jacket, I am not aware that that feature is there.
You've never needed a wee stood up in front of a really cold urinal.
Funnily enough, no.
I would definitely have that on my list whenever I've had a jacket or anything that's got a double zip and I can zip it up. You think about when you're actually, you've got to access things whatever. If you've got your riding rucksack on, you've got all your straps across and everything. Sometimes if you want to zip from the top down, you've got to go across all the straps as you go down. You've got to undo everything. You've got to literally unfasten your rucksack. Whereas when you can zip up from the bottom, you can get access to what you need to get access.
I think you should just keep your hands out where the public can see them.
I'm more worried about this kind of taking a really efficient approach to sports weeing. I've got to wee quickly.
That's a roadie that's thing. A sign. It's definitely a roadie thing. Anyway, right, Charlie.
Things that you can wee, bib shorts, bib tights that you can wee in should be a standard feature for women's bib tights.
When you say wee in,
well, pull off easily without removing all of your clothes in order to have a wee.
The best products solve problems. That's a fact. And there is another fact is there is a product called Stadium Pal, which was basically, imagine a small camelback bladder lashed to your shin, a hose coming up your leg, and then an attachment. They do ladies and gentlemen's attachments in various sizes. And the idea is that overweight Americans don't have to leave their seat in the baseball stadium or to go and empty themselves. And so it's a camelback for the other end. So there is a solution here.
What a solution.
Should
that
we stock
is.
Them in the merch stop?
Single no. What you, single track bladder bag. Right, Charlie, what's caught your eye this week? You've been surfing the forum, haven't you?
I have. I've been hanging out on the forum. And there's one forum member, this is really quite charming. He's managed to shear off the lower part of his lower race of a headset, leaving the upper part jammed in the head tube. And the very first reply, and was looking the very first reply within moments was from Cy from Kotick. It was a Kotick bike. And he said, never heard of this before. Drop us a line and we'll look into this. And then in classic forum style, a few comments down says, it's most upset because they were hoping for 31 pages of slagging off a bike company. It's bang out of order when a bike company replies first saying, get in touch and we'll see what we can do. And that is quite, yeah. So, yeah, problem solved. Everyone's happy. And,
You know, we encourage... We have a rule on the forum. We've always had this rule, which is that no brands can start a forum topic that promotes themselves. And, in fact, nobody can start. No one can, whether you're a brand or not. You can't start a thread that's just self-promotion. However, we always encourage brands to reply to existing threads. So if someone say something and they ask a question, then quite often the best response can come from an actual brand. So we always encourage that. In our history, there's been examples of how that's gone very well. And I think this one in particular is an excellent example of something handled very, very well by a brand. And we also, history of our forum is also littered with ways that hasn't ended brilliantly. And We can all think of some recent examples of that as well. But no, if you're a brand out there, we do encourage you to respond and get involved. It's always appreciated. I mean, those comedy answers were all done in the right tone. They were very, very supportive. And I think Cy did exactly the right thing. He was right on top of that and he got it all sorted straight away. So all power to his elbow or whatever the phrase is. Am I mixing my metaphors there? I can't remember.
I have no idea. What
something about elbows? I don't know. Anyway, shall we move on? Right. I'll tell you what caught my eye this week. It's something written by Benji. Not something that I'd written. You know, I wouldn't deem to. I wouldn't have the ego to come in and start pointing at something I've written. But no, every week there's a regular article that Benji puts up, which is the NBD, which stands for New Bike Day. And this week's New Bike Day story has got a whole bunch of stuff in there. But the one thing that caught my eye in that story was news of a new bike coming from Nikolai. Nikolai, the German company. And I've had Nikolai bikes and I absolutely love them. They were great. They've launched a bike called the Saturn 11 Superlight Limited. And the reason this has caught my eye is not just because of the huge price tag on it. That's because it's dripping in some of the finest bling kit. But no, this bike is designed to be, it's a full suspension bike. It looks gorgeous. It's designed to be a cross-country race bike. So do you remember that? Do you remember cross-country mountain bike racing? But anyway, it still happens apparently. But this bike is designed for cross-country races. So it's super light, full suspension. The whole thing comes in under £25. Just have a look here. They've got it under £22. That's less than 10 kilos, metric fans, which is absolutely remarkable. And the most remarkable thing, the thing that's caught my eye, is it's not carbon. This is a metal bike. And in an environment that we're in these days where there are questions to be asked about the sustainability and recyclability and all sorts of environmental issues around carbon, I think it's absolutely amazing that Nikolai have gone right, well, let's not do this in carbon. Let's do this in aluminium and let's see what we can do. And they've knocked out an absolutely gorgeous looking, super fast, lightweight, full suspension bike for cross-country racing. And I just think that's worthy of note.
They're not making many.
No?
No, it's limited to 99. But I'm sure there'll be some trickle down over the years.
Yeah. Well, if it sells out so quick, it lays down a bit of a marker, doesn't it? Let's hope it's a success. I'd love to have a go on that, despite the fact that I have no intention of ever, ever entering a cross-country race ever again.
You'd have to wear Lycra as well, Mark.
Well, it's been known that there's photographs out there. Usually no one pays attention to the photographs of me in Lycra because there's always another three or four that are worse of Chips. So, yeah, Chips takes the heat off me quite often in that regard. But, yeah, right. Well, I think that's it. Shall we wrap this up?
Sure. People now need to go and look at the pictures of the pretty bike. It is pretty. It does have the flattest, straightest bars that look like they're just for pointing in the direction you need to go in right now.
But it's got upside down forks.
Mm. Yeah, but that's the cross country race way, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. It's nice. I like that.
Yeah. No dropper, but you know, that's the cross country way as well. They're, you know, old school. But no, go and check that out on the website. What's that website URL again? Hannah, I've forgotten.
Singletrackworld.com.
That's the one. Go out and check that. So, lastly, Charlie, what should people be buying from the online shop this week? Leave them with the...
If you're a little bit racy and you're the kind of clippy-in kind of guy, we have Shimano SPD cleats at a very, very special members price, which makes them just about the cheapest in the country, and you get free postage. So we got the single release. We got the multi-release. And then when I put we put up a little story about that, and everyone said, but I want single release. And so I got a box of single release too. We listen to you. So if you go to the merch store, you'll find at the top of the front page, you'll find SPD cleats at a brilliant price. Go and snag some now. Bung them in the back of the shed for when yours wear out.
Excellent. And on that note, I think we'll leave it there until next week. Shall we, guys?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.